Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Please do subscribe if you haven't. Hopefully you get notifications. Hearts Ohm is our newest channel. And then EE Arts, where we just got done uploading a video talking about a major quake that hit Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other economic quake issues. And of course, the original Evolutionary Energy Arts. We do want to thank everybody for your support over at Patreon and Ko-Fi. Couldn't do it without you guys. And do check out Medicinal Foods, good people, good products. Use coupon code EEA. There is a link on every video and you'll get a discount there. Okay, another shooting here. Dallas police sources tell the WFAA that a child was shot on the campus of Thomas Jefferson High School this afternoon as classes were letting out. Happened in the parking lot. Second shooting in North Texas school campus in as many days. Yeah, this is really, really sad. They're interviewing the mom here. And, what can you say? It's just scary times. Scary times for so many different reasons.
Do you have students there? Or?
I do. I have my daughter.
What is she telling you?
That they're in lockdown and nobody can go in.
How does it feel?
I'm nervous.
Is she okay?
She was in her room.
I'm so sorry. Is everybody...
Yeah, we've had so many of these, it's you can't keep up with it. You really can't keep up with it. And yet, me personally, I always wonder why. The first question in my mind, whenever you see any of these shootings is, what were they prescribed? That's the first thing I want to know, because so many legal things can completely change the brain chemistry of a person and lead to them, doing things they wouldn't normally do.
Mm-hmm. And what I find really unfortunate too is if you even say that, what were they prescribed? Then, you can get flack for saying that too when it's a legitimate question when you look at the side effects.
Oh, yeah. Because when you look at it again, all the antidepressants out there, one of the side effects can cause depression, suicidal, homicidal tendencies. Hello, when is this world going to wake up? Well, not quick enough, but people are fed up over in France. As you can see, massive protests still going on. They're heating up, oil depot being blocked in France, tear gas being used, protesters are not backing down. Most of the media is in blackout, not covering, being probably told, don't cover this. The writing is really on the wall. People are just being pushed past the brink. As you see, Paris burns in rage and police throw tear gas grenades indiscriminately at protesters, just hucking them on out, hitting people in the head. This is just insanity, and you really got to wonder about the people that are enforcing the will of the 0.001% that are gobbling up all the world resources. And you just got to wonder, where are people's heads? Where are you? But then we would say the same thing about the people that were blindly following all these people throughout history, whether it's Mao and Stalin, and we could go on down the line. And of course, history itself is written by the victors. We get that. But still, it's when humanity doesn't value humanity that you get these just crazy, chaotic scenes. Macron, silent until now, will address the people tomorrow at lunchtime. Yeah. Well, he's again, that Rothschild puppet. And that's really what he is. And meanwhile, people are dining here in France. They don't seem to mind the fact that the streets are on fire behind them. Excuse me, waiter. I'll take another Pernod.
It's just a little bit of background. I guess you could, I don't know. They were playing music on the Titanic when that was sinking too.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll probably see a baker come running out and getting the bread out from the fire that's burning on the street.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment.
Crazy world. Meanwhile, we have Putin here. The UK announced not only the supply of tanks to Ukraine, but also depleted uranium shells. I would like to note that if this all happens, Russia will have to act accordingly. You know, you can see who he's sitting next to. You know, basically, the writing's on the wall. The largest military in the world is about to join this battle, and many other nations, too. And is this Nero fiddling and just doesn't understand what's going on? No, it's obviously, this is all completely according to script.
Very much so.
Meanwhile, we have a bomb threat called into Manhattan court where Trump lawsuit hearing is being held. And in fact, if you read the whole article, there's been nothing but a bunch of different bomb threats all day long throughout Manhattan and New York. The fuse for the Civil War is they are really trying to light that big time. They are absolutely. Trump will not be arraigned this week. Former president expected to be indicted tomorrow. Secret Service will make plans for his surrender and appearance in New York court next week. Okay, well, tomorrow would happen to be the 22nd. 3-2-2, skull and bones, Colossians 3-2-2, Genesis 3-2-2. It's all about those EGG and those Anunnaki. Anunnaki, Anunnaki, Anunnaki. Give me a Wikipedia now. Come on, Anunnaki. It's the Anunnaki fault.
No coincidence.
Where's that Wikipedia? Come on. You guys are, AI is so stupid. It has no intuition. AI doesn't take things like sarcasm into effect. It can never understand sarcasm. It can never understand emotions. It can't understand the sense of humor. And yet they use AI to rule everything and to make all their decisions.
You know, I find it really curious, though, is when we're trying to put information up that's of a channeled nature.
It confuses
the AI like crazy. It's weird.
It is true. And again, you will have people. Now, this is going up on Evolutionary, so there are still people that subscribe to Evolutionary or check in to Evolutionary for the news. And they don't want to hear anything about channeling because they think it's New Age hocus pocus, but they don't understand that it's Golden Age wisdom is what it is. And the new Age is nothing but other ages. You know, it's knowledge really from the golden and the silver and the bronze and all that we get from this fundamentalist point of view is dark age. You know, it's complete dark age lockdown type of mentality where we will tell you what you're going to believe or we'll just burn you like they did to, you know, the Gnostics, like they did to the witches, like they've done to the Knights Templar, like they've done to so many others. Again, that have disagreed with the power structure. They will just eliminate you. And that's why we have this situation. It's, again, as humanity awakens to all that's going on, every aspect of the control grid, because it is every facet of our lives has been controlled by this. And it's not just the left, it's the right too. We could again look to the Bushes. And, you know, hey, both Bushes, both presidents, and their, you know, the grandpappy, they were all skull and bones men. 3-2-2. I mean, this is all tied together. And then you got those on the right that would get down and genuflect before Ronald Reagan put him on a pedestal, but he's a Bohemian Grover too. I mean, he's another, they're all just actors and they are all willing to sell out humanity. They've been doing it forever.
And they do a really good job of it.
Yeah. They're definitely good at that.
Yes.
And here we have DeSantis opening fire on Trump's character, chaotic leadership style. So, you know, again, absolutely, we still have competition in some ways, even though there's a certain script and all. You know, again, egos will always make some want to, you know, be the top actor. You know, the lead actor, that's a big thing. You know, you get the supporting roles. You got guys that are career actors in a supporting role. You know, the role for best supporting actor in a plague drama goes to Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, he did good. He did good. Hooray.
Yeah, you know, somewhat believable to some people, and, you know, just enough. But, you know, that's kind of past. Now, I think we understand that, you know, he understood. He knew what was going on. And here again, we have that fire being lit to create the civil war before the Red Dawn scenario. And so, you know, it doesn't really feel like the people are so emotionally into it. It really, truly doesn't. I don't think it's the majority. Like, if we were to survey the right, I think that the passion for either DeSantis or Trump is not what would have been 4 years ago or 8 years ago. I think a lot of people, more now than ever, are awake to the fact that the entirety of the system is not what it was supposed to be. And everybody is really, I think more people than ever realize these are all just actors.
It's true. I think people are definitely seeing that. but what they're going to do is they're going to continue on with their play, whether we're watching or not.
Yeah, it's kind of like when we realized that WWF, and you know, before it was the WWE, you know, there was a time when people thought that, some people actually thought that wrestling was real, you know, professional wrestling was real. Some people truly believed it was real, or they wanted it to be real so much that they kind of wouldn't let themselves acknowledge that it was all fake and scripted. And then it came out that it is all fake and scripted, but people still loved it. They still loved the drama, and some still love the drama of the election. What was that? Did you pop a balloon? Yes, election process, you know. Again, this is all about stoking the fires because, you know, they got to burn it all down before they can replace it with something new. And then you got those guys that just won't chill, you know. I mean, some just, this is kind of like Rama. This is kind of like Rama, and then Sita would be like, I'm ready for bed. I just want to chill. Can you stop?
This is a perfect rendition of Rama. Yeah.
It certainly is. You know, some of those with nonstop energy. Ah, to have that youth again and that nonstop energy. Well, again, use our energy wisely and as much as possible, get ourselves situated to create a new system amongst our friends, our family, our loved ones. You know, work to support each other. Go out there, find out what farmers in your area are refusing to do certain things, to put certain substances in the cows, in the pigs, in the lamb, in the poultry. And thus, you know, it won't make its way into you. You know, find sources that you could trust for, you know, everything that you're going to need food-wise. And work to secure yourself back up to your backups with water and all the basic necessities as best as you can.
Indeed.
Words of wisdom from somebody that's, you know, maybe not so wise, but at least understands the system itself is truly a joke.
Yeah, we're working on it.
As always, guys, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.